be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail, and the sergeant will be instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is Reverend Paul Rogers of Minneapolis.
Some verses from Ecclesiastes. For everything there is a season, a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Let us pray. In the midst of struggles over budgets and business, we acknowledge, O God, that this is a time to pause, a time to weep and to mourn over the death of Ed Burdick. We remember the decades of service he gave to our state, especially his years as chief clerk of the House of Representatives. We are grateful for his gifts in life, and we bless his memory. Bless also the women and men of this body and the Senate staff today. In the midst of great pressure and perhaps uncertainty, give them wisdom and courage, but also peace and joy. Let them look forward to the day when budgets will be settled and programs secured and tensions calmed. Let them anticipate the dawn when it is once again a time to laugh and to dance. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Anderson, Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Hahn, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogamiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Spark, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committee. Those committee reports are printed on page 1, 2, and 3. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that committee reports printed in today's agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. Those bills are printed in the agenda. Second reading. Moving on to the seventh order of business, the second reading of House bills. There is one House file that is printed in the agenda, second reading. Moving on to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. Those are printed in the Senate bill introductions for today. There are two changes on referrals. On page 4, Senate file 725 will be referred to the State Government Innovation and Veterans Committee. And on page 5, Senate file 740 will be referred to the State Government Innovations and Veterans Committee. First reading, they will be referred as indicated with the changes noted. First reading. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There is one author's motion printed on the agenda. On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. That motion does prevail. Moving on, there is a motion by Senator Ingebrigtsen. Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Senate File 179 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and be given a second reading and placed on general orders.
Any explanation on that, Senator Ingebrigtsen?
This is the Gold Star license plate bill, where I believe the dollars are going to be absorbed by the department. I think that's exactly why this is happening. So this was going to expand on the Gold Star plate to siblings as well as guardians veterans that were lost in the line of duty. So,
Senator Ingebrigtsen renews his motion. All those in favor say aye. With those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Secretary will give Senate File 179 its second reading.
Senate File Number 179, second reading.
Second reading. And Senate Resolution Number 52 is referred to Rules. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. Pursuant to Rule 26, I designate that the following bill be made a special order for immediate consideration. House File Number 141. Members, this is number 3 on your general orders. Number 3.
Senator Koch has designated House File 141, number 3 on general orders, as a special order. Senator Hall. Senator Hall, your microphone
is... It clicked
is
off. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I have before you today Senate File 121, which increases the penalty for injuring a service or public safety dog. The current statute says that if you kill a public safety dog, you have a felony, gross misdemeanor. If you greatly or substantially harm a public safety dog, and there's a restitution of about $5,000 for killing the dog. The bill before you, Senate File 121, says that it's a felony if you greatly or substantially harm a police dog or public safety dog or kill it. The misdemeanor part would be changing to intentionally insulting a public safety dog, and we've taken the cap off of the restitution, letting the judge decide on that. I think the idea that we have to understand, and I'd like to emphasize, is it's a felony right now if you steal over $1,000. If someone comes to your home or a police department and they steal or ruin something intentionally, it's $1,000. And you become a felon. All this is doing, in my mind, is you have a tool, which is a public safety dog for a police department, and we are saying that if you intentionally harm this dog, costing the department over $1,000, and at this point it's up to $40,000 to replace a dog with all the training involved, we're going to add this as a felony and changing some of the statute there. So I am open for questions.
Further discussion on the House File 141, Senator Harrington.
Madam President, I rise to support this bill, Senate File 121. Over the 33 years as a police officer of the city of St. Paul, service dogs, or canine units as we call them in St. Paul, were literally sometimes the difference between life and death for St. Paul cops. They are what we call a force multiplier. You send one dog into a dark building in the dead of the night to seek a burglar who oftentimes is armed, and it saves 10 cops from having to expose themselves to danger. The dogs are more than simply just a tool. They are, in fact, a partner for the officers who ride with them 10, 12 hours a day and who spend, in some cases, 8, 10 years of their career riding with that animal. That animal willingly interposes itself between the officer and danger every day that they are out there. They are trained to react in ways that humans could never possibly do, and not only is this a savings to the community who loses the dog, but I think it is fitting because these dogs really do represent the public safety thin blue line. They represent the break between an officer putting their life in danger and putting this animal who is working in the public interest to make sure that all of us are safe. So I support this bill wholeheartedly.
Further discussion on House File 141. Senator Marty.
Madam President, I also urge support of the bill. Major, the police dog from Roseville Department that was injured last year, is recovering well. He was in here for the testimony on the bill, and he will not be a police dog anymore. He is permanently incapacitated that way, but I think the public outpouring of support is not surprising because I think people recognize the importance of these dogs, and I think this is an appropriate level of penalty that tracks with the way we do it for other service dogs and important professional dogs.
Further discussion, Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I rise in support of this bill as well. I personally was the first canine officer in my department, and I understand the value of these animals, and Senator Harrington, I think, said it very well. These are invaluable tools. And folks, you got to remember that's exactly what they are. Even though they become very close to the handler, they are tools that help law enforcement deal with some of the worst criminals, quite frankly. And they eliminate a lot of officer injury, potentially saving the officers' lives. And I know there's been a lot of question about, you know, we're talking about an animal here. What we're talking about is a piece of property that the city or county owns, no different than really the squad car. If a squad car were to be damaged, overturned, burned, whatever, obviously that would be a felony. And folks, quite frankly, the cost of the squad car, I know, is going up. However, the cost of a squad car that you'd be charged for with criminal damage to property still doesn't come up to the cost of what these canine dogs are worth and what they actually pay for in the training and the officers. So when you talk about criminal damage to property, this is certainly exactly what it is. It is city property. So again, I urge everybody to vote for this. It's a good bill.
Secretary will give House File 141 its third reading.
House File Number 141, a bill for an act relating to public safety, third reading.
Further discussion on House File 141. Seeing none, Secretary will take the roll on House File 141. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 64 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Koch.
Madam President, remaining under motions and resolutions, I would move that we take up the confirmation calendar.
Senator Perry.
Madam President, I move that the report from the Committee of State Government, Innovation, and Veterans, reported February 28, 2011, pertaining to the appointment of the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs, be taken from the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail.
Madam President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Perry.
Madam President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on State Government, Innovation, and Veterans, reported February 28, 2011, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs, Major General Larry Shalito of Woodbury, Washington County, effective January 13, 2011, for a term expiring on January 5, 2015.
On that motion, Senator Perry.
Madam President and members, in January, you recall that Governor Dayton announced the appointment of retired Major General Larry Shalito to lead the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, Major General Shalito recently retired as the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, but has accepted this challenge to continue his service to the state of Minnesota. Major General Shalito is widely regarded as a strong and dynamic educator, administrator, and leader who is respected for his dedication to our nation's servicemen and women. Madam President, if you would indulge me, I would just like to list a few, and by all means, this is just a few of the honors that he has earned during his illustrious military career.
Senator Perry.
Thank you, Madam President. Distinguished Service Medal, Legion of Merit, the Bronze Star, Meritorious Service Medal, 2 Oak Leaf Clusters, Army Commendation Medal, 1 Oak Leaf Cluster, Army Achievement Medal, and there are so many more, too numerous to list here. So I am honored to support the confirmation of Major General Larry Shalito as the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs.
Further discussion on the motion, Senator Daley.
Thank you, Madam President. Major General Larry Shalito has been a great and steady leader for our National Guard troops for the last 7 years. During his time with the National Guard, he had helped establish the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program, a program many of us are familiar with, which reintegrates military service members and their family members following deployments. He recognized early on that leadership does not end when our combat veterans return home. And he has been a tireless advocate for Minnesota's military and their families before, during, and after their overseas deployments. I, too, am honored to support the confirmation of Major General Larry Shalito as the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs. I can think of no better leader to serve Minnesotans' veterans than the same person who led many of them through the very many challenges of the last 7 years.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Perry renews his motion. Will the Senate, having given its advice, now consent to this appointment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to announcements of Senate interest. We have several excuses today. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Kubley and Michelle all day, and Senators Bach from 11:15 to the end. Oh, Senator Olson.
Yeah. Madam President, thank you very much. I would just like to remind the Education Committee members that we are holding a Thursday meeting today from 3, hopefully to 4:30, in room 112. If you could please be there on time, we can come close to wrapping it up on time as well. We've got some key issues that need our attention, and one that surfaced yesterday that I think is going to occupy some more attention as well. So with that bit of intrigue, I hope you will be there on time and that we can have a productive meeting. Thank you very much.
Further announcements, Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. Say, Senate Republican members, if I could have just 5-10 minutes of your time immediately following session, and unless the minority objects, we would use the retiring room for expedience sake. Okay, so Senate Republicans, just 5 minutes in retiring room following session. Thank you. All right, thank you. Thank you, and thank you, Senator Latz. Madam President, I would move that we adjourn until Monday, March 14th at 11 a.m.
Senator Koch moves. The Senate does adjourn until Monday, March 14th at 11 a.m. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.